Well, I sort of start, and it isn't really just a higher ed or an education issue. I start with looking at what the per capita personal income is of Hoosiers now. And we went from in the 1950s of being about 106% of the national average to we are now 83% of the national average in terms of the per capita personal income. So if you look with a slight blip in the early 90s, you know, we have just continued to go down and down. That's not surprising when you consider what the economy looked like. That was the height of the manufacturing era, and you know, we all had great middle class life. Was Indiana? I mean, we epitomized it in every way, and we sort of were a product. We lived off of our own success for so long, and getting people to change when they don't need to change is very difficult. I mean, I grew up on the east side of Indianapolis and went to Warren, where a lot of my friends had parents who worked in one of those big plants on Shadeland Avenue. It was the middle class life. You had great benefits, you had great vacations, you had enough money to take care of your family. And but if you start with that and the challenge of what we have to do to really diversify Indiana's economy in a knowledge-based economy, and you go backwards from where everything that you need to do, if we don't do a better job of increasing the educational attainment of Hoosiers, and I say this not in a disparaging way, but we will be the South of 40 years ago. I mean, the Midwest has a lot of reinventing to do, and it really is going to come through education and economic development. And so if you care about the state and if you care about your children and your grandchildren and you want them to have as good a quality of life as you did in Indiana, you should care about these issues.